What's up, guys? This is Scott from the Iron Legion. This is episode 203 of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. This podcast is going to be a recording from a video I did a few days ago. So it's going to take me a second just to get that queued up. And since my sound quality is usually pretty poor anyway, I probably don't even have to warn you about that. All right, hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
The topic of fear is a big one. I think I talk to a lot of people on a regular basis who are trying to do something to better their lives, right? Obviously, a large part of that is working out, taking care of themselves physically. But with many of you guys, we're talking about other things too, career, relationship stuff, etc. And what stops most of us, if not all of us, from proceeding forward and getting anywhere that we want to be is some degree of fear. Now, before we get any much farther in that, I want you guys to understand that no matter who it is, there is always going to be some degree of fear. I don't care how some people come across, how I may come across, how other people may come across, that they don't have fear. But trust me, it's there. The difference is how to manage that fear, the type of fear, and they always say, you know, bravery is not the absence of fear, or courage is not the absence of fear, but it's the action in spite of the fear. So let me tell you where some of this comes from and how I think it can apply to a lot of you guys. So if you think about, you know, typically we're afraid of failure, right? We're afraid of some negative consequence of doing what it is that we want to do. So for a lot of people, it might be joining a gym and getting started and the fear of being intimidated, looking out of place, kind of being laughed at, although I don't think that actually happens, but it's kind of an embarrassment type of thing. Maybe it's a fear of doing something that's physically hard, okay? What I would challenge you to think of, though, is the consequences of not doing it, okay? So we can look at that as we have fear of failure, right? Let's say you want to consider, you know, again, for me, the example would be leaving my job to open the gym. Of course, like I've told you guys before, in hindsight, looking back, you know, from where we are now, it looks like it was perfectly made sense. It's so obvious. It was meant to be, and it was all smooth. But, you know, what a lot of people don't know is that before this ever happened, there were many, many nights that I can remember scrolling through my phone and trying to find different websites and different banks that would loan me money to do something, and I couldn't find any. So I'd be laying there filled with anxiety trying to figure out how am I going to come up with the money required to open a gym since I didn't have any and then I had no access to find it. I had no plan. I didn't know what to do. So, you know, once we figured it out and all takes place, but everything I had to do to make this happen was terrifying to me at the time because of the consequences that all the things that could have gone wrong. But what I had to do was sit down and say, what are the consequences of not doing it, okay? So there's the fear of failure. What if I try and I fail? But then there's the fear of regret, right? What if I look back and I never tried? To me, that's the fear that I have now more than failure, is what if I didn't try it? What if I didn't do it? All of this shit that you guys see me doing was terrifying to me in the beginning, okay? And to some degree still is. Every time I record one of these videos, I acknowledge the fact that I'm putting myself out there to be ridiculed, to make fun of, to hurt somebody's feelings, to have somebody disagree with me, think I'm not qualified to be doing these things, all kinds of stuff. That still goes through my head every single time. But I override that with the thought of, so what if I don't do these? Am I gonna, you know, I get enough feedback from people that reminds me that these are helpful to people. And even if I get one comment a month and that one person is being helped by this, I feel like that's worth it for me to put myself out there. But I have to kind of pep talk myself through that. When I first started recording podcasts, same thing. Who am I to have a podcast, right? But again, it started out of somebody saying, hey, it's really helpful when we talk. It'd be great if other people could hear this. It was a client of mine. So I thought, well, what better way to put it in a podcast? That way, if anybody wants to hear it, they can hear it. If not, they don't have to listen. But every time I record one, again, there's always that little guy right here that's saying, who are you? You're not qualified to do this. Somebody could be listening to this right now and disagreeing with it, making fun of it, all this kind of stuff. So there's always those two fears. But to me, I always try to look at what the fear of regret would be. What would be the consequence of me not doing this? So let me give you another example of how I think fear can be managed. I'm going to give you two examples. One, my daughter currently has a pretty big fear of getting sick and throwing up. It's just, who wants to throw up? It feels terrible. So she dreads it. Part of me really wishes that she would just get sick soon and throw up. Because once you throw up, you realize, no, this is awful. This doesn't feel good, very uncomfortable, but you're alive and you're fine. And you move on. In fact, oftentimes you feel better, right? And hopefully that would allay her fears for the next time. But because it hasn't happened, or it hasn't happened in so, so long, that the fear has become so big. I was talking to another client who's signed up for the powerlifting meet, and of course, it's a little bit terrifying to somebody who's never done something like this to think about getting up there in front of a bunch of people, attempting lifts, people watching, you have to wear a singlet. I mean, talk about pressure. Everybody's watching you for that, 5 seconds, 10 seconds that you have to get up there and do your lift. It's extremely unsettling and nerve-wracking, very much like public speaking, which, again, as you know, most people are very afraid of. So what I asked her to do the other day, I said, I understand it's very scary. I said, but this is the beauty of this stuff, getting outside your comfort zone. One of my favorite signs on the wall the other is success doesn't come to chicken shits, right? I tell myself that every fucking day when there's something that I don't want to do, that I'm hesitant to do and I'm finding excuses not to. Whether that is getting under a heavy squat, whether that is having an uncomfortable conversation, whether that is making that phone call that I don't want to make, sending that email that I don't want to make, paying for something that I don't want to pay for the business if it's a trademark, that's kind of risky. But if I want to get where I want to be, I have to take those chances. So, success doesn't come to chicken shits, right? You cannot live a chicken shit life and be afraid of ridicule. So what we talked about was, okay, let's walk through this, right? What's the fear of the meet, right? Something's gonna go wrong, that you're gonna, let's imagine, so you get three attempts at three different lifts. So you're gonna get up on the platform 9 times in front of everybody. I think for her or anybody else who's competing in a powerlifting meet, the biggest fear would be you fail every lift, okay? So you typically have a lighter one, a harder one, a really heavy one. You fail every single one. You get up there, you get under the squat, you get down on the bottom, can't get up. 3 times in a row. Same thing on deadlift, same thing on bench. It would be miserable. But it's happened, and it happens. And you know what? Let's imagine this meet is happening at 11 o'clock on a Saturday. By Sunday morning, business as usual. Nobody will care. Nobody that was there will really care. Sun will still come up. Everybody will be grocery shopping, getting ready for Sunday dinner. Like, it won't matter. So it'll be a huge deal for that one moment, and then it'll be forgotten. And a month from now, nobody even know what happened, okay? So a lot of times we build this up like it's gonna be the end of the world, but really, let's walk through it. Walk through the consequence of if you failed at whatever you're thinking about. Now, granted, we're not talking about risking our lives here and the consequences of that. We're talking about talking to your boss about promotion. We're talking about looking into other jobs. We're talking about calling somebody to get a job interview. We're talking about going back to college. We're talking about asking someone on a date. We're talking about having a difficult conversation with your kid. We're talking about signing up for a gym. We're talking about, for a lot of you guys, you're already here, right? You're already working out, but maybe it's time to sit down and talk to one of the coaches about your nutrition. But you're fearful because it might be embarrassing, or it might make you actually be accountable. So what's the consequence of not doing that? Still being unhealthy, still being uncomfortable, still not liking the way you look. You gotta get outside your comfort zone. So the beauty of this meet is that it's outside of her comfort zone, right? What is she gonna feel like when it's over? Because, okay, we walked through what the worst case scenario could be, right? She doesn't get any lifts, okay? People are like, oh my God, this is awful, I've never seen this. Big fucking deal, right? The next day, everything's fine. Now, that's not gonna happen. I can guarantee you right now, the odds of that worst case scenario fear happening are very low. That's not gonna happen. More than likely, she's gonna hit all her lifts. She's gonna come home from that meet feeling unbelievable that she stretched herself outside the comfort zone, and she survived it, and she did it, and she probably will do well, okay? That feeling is what it's about, okay? Now, you can avoid the risk of possibly being ridiculed. I can avoid the risk of somebody watching this and making fun of me. I can avoid the risk of this gym possibly failing. I can avoid the risk of our next move possibly failing. I can avoid the risk of somebody saying I'm not qualified to do a podcast. So what do I do? I can sit on the fucking couch and do nothing. I can sit on the couch and do nothing. You know what? I'll be safe from failure. I'll be safe from ridicule. I will have no fear of failure. I'll have no fear of embarrassment. I'll have no fear of making fun of. But what will I have? A monstrous fear of regret and a monstrous life of regret. So anything that you guys are doing, guys, I would challenge you. Don't be a chicken shit. Okay? The life of a chicken shit is not rewarding. Trust me. Okay? And I can think of many times personally that I've taken the chicken shit route and I regret it to this day. And I think about all the things that I've been able to accomplish and I think, what if I took the chicken shit route? Right? What if I didn't do that? What if I didn't do that? What if I didn't do that? All these things level up. They layer on top of each other. So you make one chicken shit decision and that leads to more of those. Vice versa. You make one ballsy decision. You make one bold decision. And then good things happen. We all need reminders of this, guys. Why do you think I have half this shit tattooed on me? Fortune favors the bold is right here. Why? Because I need a reminder sometimes. I put that on here when we were starting to, when I made the decision to open the other side of the gym. At that point, we were about to double the square footage of the gym, more than double the expenses, the risk, everything, okay? So, you know, that right now, that probably looks like it was super easy for me. Oh, of course, it makes sense, it's great. At the time, it was terrifying, because again, there was no guarantees. Everybody wants a guarantee. You know, is it gonna work? What if it doesn't work? No shit, that's how it works, right? But now, I'm so happy that we did that, because that's obviously why we're all here, and why are you even watching this? But it was terrifying at the time. Okay, because I wanted assurances. I wanted a safe route. I wanted a guarantee. That's not how life works. Okay, shit doesn't come with guarantees. You're gonna have to put yourself out there if you want to get have some kind of rewarding life. Otherwise, stay on the couch, risk nothing, and regret everything. Okay, guys. So, no chicken shits. Have a good day.